Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Josh Pastner, ACC Coach of the Year? You are kidding me. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. There was a lot strange about the All-ACC voting this year, but I guess with 15 teams, most voters on the newly formed committee weren't watching the right things. Tell me how Justin Jackson runs away with Player of the Year, but doesn't make unanimous first-team All-ACC, while Luke Kennard does, but finishes a distant third in the POY voting. Coach of the Year absolutely blows my mind. Yes, Georgia Tech's Josh Pastner had a nice season, winning 17 games and upsetting Carolina in the ACC opener. But did the committee vote after that game and quit watching the rest of the season? Tech lost four of its last six games and was blown out at Syracuse in the season finale. The 8-10 Yellow Jackets were picked 14th in the ACC and wound up 11th. Big whoop. Now that's really exceeding expectations. Roy Williams won the ACC outright for the second straight year. This season, his Tar Heels were picked third and won the league by two full games over Florida State, Notre Dame, Louisville, and Duke. UNC also won by two games last year, and old Roy didn't win Coach of the Year in 2016 either. He was the third coach in the history of the ACC to finish first two straight times and not win Coach of the Year either season. Pastner beat Williams by 16 votes. How can Williams not be Coach of the Year in the ACC? Here's a stat for you. His Tar Heels have played Duke at the end of the regular season seven times for a share or outright first place in the conference. You know what Roy's record is in those seven games? 7-0. His team lost two All-ACC starters and Carolina jersey retirees from the Final Four team a year ago, and the Heels are back on the one line for an NCAA tournament seed. Williams is subject to what his mentor Dean Smith suffered, the curse of expectations. Everyone assumes the Tar Heels will be good, so don't give credit if they turn out to be better than that. Ever heard of the old saying, it's harder to stay on top than to get there? Let's see what Josh Pastner does next year. Maybe top 10 in the ACC. This is Archansky. See ya.